Here to a lovely, lovely vacation spot. Everybody been to the beer tent over there? Is that the beer tent? It is, I can tell. Anyway, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take you back to the 1970s. That's when we had our heyday. And we're going to do some songs that you may be familiar with. Right now, here's Danny. He's going to do this one. I know you're familiar with this one. It was another one. It goes like this. Right now, this song was a gold single for us off an album called Harmony. This was on the pop musical charts, the rock charts, country charts. Here's CW to sing it right for at you.
Well, I've never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. See the ladies.
Slow songs, love songs. We had those out in the 70s too. And how appropriate this one is for the love for nature with all this beautiful surrounding area. And also the love for people. They go like this.
Two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
We have a lot of fun doing on stage. We hope you guys enjoy it. We're going to present this in a very kind of old-fashioned style.
Thank you. Songs. You got a couple of those. And we're going to do some old new songs. Old new songs, you ask? You know, songs that were on our albums that never got the top 20 or top 10 or top 5. They were just on the album. That doesn't mean they were bad songs. They were great songs. We thought they were. We approached each song as if it was a single. We gave all our heart and our love and our talent into each song. But some of them just didn't make it. It's all because of your fault. So we're going to do a couple of those tonight. Matter of fact, there's a little bit of a story with this one. Back in 1974, how many remember 1974? Hey, some old people in here tonight. 1974, we gathered up all the songs we were going to do. I found my particular songs that I was going to do, and I found this one song that I absolutely loved. It was by my favorite writer, Randy Newman, and I just knew this song was a hit. I just knew it in my heart. So we took it in the studio. We gave it an arrangement. We put it on the album, released it so it could be the hit, and it wasn't. Now, 2 years later, Joe Cocker must have been going through his albums, came across our album. He found the song. He liked it. He took it. He recorded it, put it on his album. It did the same thing. And maybe like 10 or 12 years later, Tom Jones got it, and he recorded it, and he had a hit with it in England. Big deal. Anyway, we're going to do our version for you. It goes like this.
Thank you.
song, naughty lyrics at least. Sung by a naughty singer, I hear. All right, right now, we're going to do the first single we had that was a number one song.
One, two, three, four.
A long time ago. Started last year. Halfway through the set, they've got to come out and bring some stools so we can rest. So, yeah, our good friend Phoebe King told us about that.
Phoebe King's inflicted. Diabetes. Yeah, here's another one of those songs I was telling you about that went into the pooper. We put a lot of faith in this song. We like this song. Matter of fact, we liked it so much we named the album after this song. But unfortunately, in 1970, the airwaves weren't ready for the lyrical content of this particular song.
Today, it would happen, no problem. They see worse things now on the radio. So this would fly, no problem. Yeah, the word is shucks. Yeah. You'll hear it, folks. Anyway, Here it is from the album It Ain't Easy. Here's the song It Ain't Easy. When you go up on the mountain top and you look out across the sea, you know there's a lot of strange things young men can be. Then you jump down to the rooftops and you look out across the town. You know there's a lot of strange things circulating around. But if I
musical charts, the rock charts. We were on the country charts when they used to be called the country western charts. That's how long that goes. We are on the rhythm blues musical charts. Lately we've been on the medical charts, but that's a quarter to tell you about that one.
I'll tell you about it. You stole it from me.
I know, of course. That's my job. Any good idea, I take.
That's right.
Put it to my breast and do things with it. Actually, we went over to London, England, and recorded at the Abbey Road Studios where the Beatles recorded all their stuff. We recorded with the London Symphony Orchestra, so we've been on the classical charts. Now, the reason I bring this up is we were invited to a blues festival headlined by the great Buddy Guy. Some of you guys might know Buddy Guy. We were very honored to do the gig with him. Now, the problem is we had to come up with a few more blues songs than we usually do. Corey came up with a song. He's going to tell you about it.
I will tell you about it.
With your buddy here.
Actually, before I do that, I must mention to you that we are, as I did a little earlier, we are working on a brand new CD, and we're excited about that. And it'll be out 2035, so... So we're going to do a couple of songs from that album. As a matter of fact, Danny brought one. That's a great song. It's my favorite so far. It's a beautiful song. And we'll do that and this one here. But if you can't wait to 2035, you can go to threedognet.com and you can go to a thing on there called Nibbits, and you can download the song. There are other songs on there also that we've done that you can download. For 1960 prices, 99 cents a single. So you can have those songs in your hot little hands before 2035. Anyway, as you notice, our bass player was playing slide guitar on the last song, and I'm going to play some bass on this one, and Michael's going to play his funky, funky guitar here. He's going to very funky. Jimmy brought his saxophone, and he'll be playing some horns. Can I have a little blood, sweat, and tears, please?
What goes up?
No. We're going to do this for you. This is called Heart of Blue.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm so tired.
right now. We're going to do a song.
Oh, my God.
We haven't done this song in, what, about 12 years. I don't even know why we stopped doing it, but it's... We figured we're going to go back and revisit some of our songs. This song actually was a number one gold single for us. And we just haven't done it for a very long time. This is another very, as they say in China, very interesting song. Waiting for someone to get ready. The majority of guys here up on stage, we've been together 44 years. Actually, a little longer than that. Yeah. Except no imposters, no substitutes. We're the real deal. I've known Corey since 1965. I had a few solo songs out in hits in L.A. and a couple other cities. And I got a call from Dick Clark. He's putting together a tour starring Sonny and Cher, who are going to do I Got You, Babe. You guys remember that song? Yeah, I like that song, actually. Anyway, so I was very flattered. I felt very honored that Dick Clark would phone me to go on the Sonny and Cher tour. Corey, who was in the hottest band in L.A. at the time called The Enemies, he was the leader of this group that played at the Whiskey A Go-Go, he got a call from Cher to do the tour, so... I think he was very honored. They were buddies, they were friends, brother, sisterly kind of relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, that's what you told Sonny.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so we went out on a probably 3 weeks, 4 weeks tour on the tour bus. A lot of other bands. There was probably six other bands on the tour.
Torturous,
it really was. That, in those days, they really didn't have the buses, tour buses down. I think we had to stop at gas stations to go to the bathroom, didn't we? Yeah. Anyway, we became friends on that tour, and afterwards we did our separate things and then got back together and it became Three Dog Night, and we want to thank Mr. Clark, wherever you are, for getting us together. Thank you, Richard. Anyway, Michael also I've known since 1968. Where are you, Michael? Now, as I mentioned before, the Whiskey Go-Go was the happening club. I'm in the club one night. And this guy says to me, this hot band came down from Modesto, California, the Family Scandal, and there's an incredible, really good guitar player in the group. And I said, yeah, there's all sorts of good guitar players in LA. He said, no, this guy is really good. He said he's got a buddy, Jimi Hendrix. And so he said, he got Jimmy to go out with him the other night, and he got Jimmy drunk, and he got Jimmy to play bass for him. So I had clever fella. Puck Henry from Detroit, the master. Please. Every good thing in Bob Seger, Ted Nugent, Rick Springfield, Tiffany. And the names go on and on. And there's a great place in Detroit called the Grandy Ballroom, and that's where MC5, everybody played, and he was kind of the master of that place. His social, he's gonna say Dion Johns. He used to help all of the models. They'd have model shows once in a while, then he'd help them tell them how to go down the runway and how to, he'd help them dress and undress and stuff like that. Oh, ouch. Patrick Bouts on drums. Patty, the timekeeper. He's the newest member of the band. He's been with us over 20 years, so he's the new guy. Now, he's played so many different types, genres of music, with so many different people. You're going to have to help me out because I always forget.
Let's see. I played with Dave Mason.
Dave Mason, rock.
Mickey Gilly.
Tex stuff.
Freddie Fender.
Tex-Mex stuff. You guys like that?
Jeffrey Osborne.
A little bit like smooth operator, smooth soul stuff.
Rodney Dangerfield.
What did you do with Rodney Dangerfield? And all the free drinks and women you're going to find. Didn't you also perform with Tiny Tim?
Yes, I did tiptoe through the tulips with Tiny.
You tiptoed through the tulips. So you played with them, right?
Ooh.
Oh, ouch. Did I get my own thing there? Well, this friend, James Greenspoon on keyboards. Yes, I've known since 1962. Yo. Now, Jimmy was brought up in Beverly Hills. His mother, Mary O'Brien, started films with Charlie Chaplin. So he was an incredible classical pianist when he was a child. He had lessons probably since you were 1 year old, right?
Yeah, sure.
So anyway, the reason I'm telling you all of that, although I'm bragging about that, he comes home from grammar school one day. He's walking to the front door. He looks in the front window. And the famous actor Boris Karloff is in there having lunch with his mother and father. He played in all the monster movies. So what did you do, Jimmy?
I ran in the house, got on the phone, called all the neighborhood kids up and said, for 50 cents each, you can come over and meet Frankenstein.
Yes. Yes, another clever fellow.
Yeah, they came. I was grounded for 3 months.
Yes. But you had all that pot in your room, right?
Yes, I did.
9 years old, yeah. Pot, did I say pot?
Is
grass hipper? I don't know. What. Hipper? What am I saying? Hipper?
What is it called?
I don't even know. Boo. Remember Boo? It used to be called. That's what I hear.
Boronas.
Anyway, all right. We were neighbors up in Laurel Canyon in the Hollywood Hills in the early 70s, and he phoned me one night and he said, Danny, I want you to come down to hear this song. So he played me the song. We're going to do it for you right now.
One, we hope you three,
like it. If you
don't
like it, it's all his fault.
know, but I've been told I can't do the rap cause you're getting too old. But I'm here to tell you that that ain't real. It's not your age, but how you feel. I said hip hop ain't gonna stop. You can't fool me. I've been to the pop when it's late. It's sipping all brand new. But I did it back in 72.
Yo, yo,
72.
Yo, yo,
I was cool.
Yo, yo,
72.
Yo, yo,
it was way back then, same not too long. Back in the days when you sang a song. But the world is turning, changing all the time. You don't need to sing, always do its rhyme. It's a poet's dream to break on the scene. You don't need no music, but your drum machine. Just get some beats and forget it, dude. You don't need no talent, just an attitude.
Yo, yo,
attitude, yo.
Yo, yo,
it's all you wanna have.
Yo, yo,
it's all you gotta have.
Yo, yo,
get down, get down.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Pants go up, pants go down. Look like you got it from a circus clown. Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in the tea, what's all this crisp? But you asking me to listen to the crazy body that you give a bitch. Don't turn on the lights, never fall asleep.
shenanigans out here. Now the reason we have this shenanigans is we're going to do another new song for you. This song is called Prayer of the Children. Now this song is all about the children throughout history that caused between all the wars, and it was kind of a scary song, but it has a good verse. I hope you guys are having fun. I want you guys to listen to the lyrics. We know a lot of these lyrics. We hope you guys do also. This song is called Prayer of the Children.
One, two, three.
Can you hear?
Two, three.
The prayer of the children.
Two, three.
On bended knees.
Two, three.
In the shadow of an unknown room.
Two, three.
Empty eyes. With no more tears to cry. Turning heavenward. For the light.
Two, three.
Will someone help me see the morning light? One more
two,
day.
Three.
But if I should die before I
two,
wait,
three.
I pray my soul today.
Two, three.
Can you feel the hearts of children? Something of the very
two,
own.
Three.
Reaching hands with nothing to hold on to, but hope for a better day.
Two, three.
A better day.
Two, three.
Will someone help me feel love again?
Three.
In my own land, but if I'm no
song. Oh, I'm gonna have a good one.
I'm